Everyone, welcome to Handing the Shame Back, a channel dedicated to amazing survivors all over the world who have experienced sexual abuse as children. This show comes to you with love and with generosity of spirit. I want you to know you have a safe place to land. As with all shows I bring to you, there is a trigger warning, and the trigger warning is in place because I don't want you traumatized or anxious or upset while you're watching. So if that happens, please do stop, go to the show notes below, and you'll be directed to some resource and support. In the meantime, I have a wonderful guest waiting in the wings, and some of you will know her and have followed her throughout her journey, and her name is Kathy O'Brien. Now, she's from the southeast part of the United States. She's a healed and vocal survivor of CIA mind control, MK Ultra, and she's with us today. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a delight getting to speak anytime with you. You bring so much powerful truth to light in a way that empowers other survivors rather than overwhelms them. And I appreciate your gentle spirit.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. Hey, so look, hello, beautiful ones watching. We see you out there. So Kathy, in your own words, as little or as much as you're comfortable to share, would you be able to tell us a little about your experience of child sexual abuse?
Yes, I am a survivor of CIA MK Ultra mind control. I was used on a White House Pentagon level in the U.S. I was deep in the swamp among perpetrators who steal elections, perpetrators who traffic children, perpetrators who are using mind control to usher in their slave society agenda. We wonder why childhood sexual abuse is so pervasive. And it's pervasive because it has been a funding mechanism and a blackmail operation for some very influential people, self-appointed, self-anointed leaders that have no business meddling in our brilliant minds and lives anymore. But when we understand that we have been manipulated for generations, we start to realize why this pedophile agenda, the sexual abuse and the ritual abuse that's been going on, has been allowed to reach the levels that it has. There's so many who are affected, I know, as you well know. And I certainly know it. I was exposed to it as a very young child. I was born into a multi-generational incest-based family. My father was sexually and ritually abused. My mother was sexually abused and trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. And by the time I was born into that family, it had been so many generations of abuse that I would have already been genetically more compliant already, but I was abused on top of that because that cycle hadn't been broken yet. I've certainly broken it, but it hadn't been broken by my parents. And so the sexual abuse in me started in infancy. And I certainly couldn't know what my father was doing was wrong. But my brain knew and compartmentalized the memory of that event, like so many of us have experienced, that repressed memory, the repressed trauma that we can't think to bring to mind. It's kind of a defense mechanism, but it's one that once we're aware of, we know how to reclaim our free thought and overcome this repressed memory. Because if it stays repressed, it just undermines us in it, and it grooves underneath and it creates a negativity. We need to open the neuron pathways back up and be able to heal from all that. But I certainly didn't understand any of that when I was as an infant, but my brain did, and it compartmentalized the memory and repressed it. And ultimately, it's this mechanism that made me a target before the CIA's MKUltra mind control project. The information on mind control had come over into the United States through Project Paperclip. That is when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the US in the wake of World War II. With them came the formula for mind control. And it's the same whether it's of an individual or a nation or the world. And I certainly encourage everyone to research Project Paperclip and look into this further, because there's a lot of secrets involved in that that give us an understanding of the pervasiveness of the child sexual abuse. It had been found through the Hitler-Himmler research that trauma is the basis of mind control, and there's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age five while their brain is still forming. Additionally, it is found there's nothing, the only one that's like second to that or equally as bad is ritual abuse of a child, because those blood traumas are naturally horrific to us all. And once our conscious mind is frozen in fright and traumatized, it leaves our subconscious mind wide open to being easily led and manipulated. It had also been found in the Hitler-Himmler research that after three generations, any knowledge base, belief system, or abuse base becomes autogenic in the brain. So after three generations of this incest, three generations of pedophilia, it's passed down genetically into the brain, and we are already born more compliant and easily led. Fortunately for us all, soul is stronger than genetics, and that's an important part we all need to know. But this is their formula, and this is what has allowed for the pedophile agenda to reach the proportions that it has, because the pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda. And mind control is being used to usher in a slave society. So it's very pervasive, and it's been sanctioned for a long, long time.
So, for you experiencing all of this, of course, you're just in your infancy, you're a young child growing up. Was your mother involved in either the abuse of you, or the trafficking of you, or was that just mainly your father and grandfather?
My mother was already so dissociative from her own abuse, she couldn't think to protect me. And she certainly contributed in ways that I don't know if she would have or not had she, had free thought. But nevertheless, she was, involved in that my father started trafficking me to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge, to the same people my mother had been exposed to, even including a local politician named Gerald Ford. And Gerald Ford, of course, went on to become the unelected president of the United States. And as his political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MKUltra mind control, until I was used on a White House Pentagon level. But leading up to that time, my father's sexual abuse of me had extended into child pornography. And when he was caught sending child pornography through the US mails, this local politician that I'd been trafficked to as a little bitty toddler, Gerald Ford, approached my father and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into MK Ultra mind control. So already we're seeing the courts were sanctioned to allow for this to go on all the way back as far as 1960 in the US. I'm sure before that, the 1947 National Security Act is invoked, and it allows for this to go on. Of course, anything that allows for secrecy allows for criminal activity. And that's why the Masonic lodges are used, because they're secret societies. We don't need any more secrets. We need truth. We need it all out in the open, because truth makes us free. Knowledge is our defense against mind control. And anyone who endures sexual abuse is going to have a heightened suggestibility. So they can be used on some level of being compliant, whether it's even just in an education system or, you know, there's just so many different ways that people are used. And I think so many survivors find that they haven't been in the kind of control of their life that they would want to be because of this heightened suggestibility and haven't been misled. Oftentimes, children who are physically abused will seek out someone who will abuse them, subconsciously seek that out to perpetuate what they know and what they really haven't been able to bring to mind. So we see how this abuse continues until we have the awareness to break the chain.
And that's a really interesting point you raise, because beautiful ones watching, aren't we lucky to have Kathy with us? Just saying. But you know, when you think about what Kathy's saying, in spite of it all, she has managed to emerge to help heal the world through all of this and with all of this. And the point being that deep inside you is a knowing and a power equally as strong. You can overcome and you can find a way through it, I promise. So, Kathy, just back to you. In your childhood, you were trafficked to people within the Pentagon. You were trafficked to politicians, of course, well-known people everywhere. At what age did this all kind of end for you? Was there a particular age or stage that you were able to be free of this? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my whole childhood was so filled with it because of the political end. I was taken to the Epstein Island of its time, which was Mackinac Island, Michigan. It's where the governor's mansion was located. It's where I met my owner in MK Ultra Mind Control, U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd. And it's where these perpetrators use little children like myself and film that, covertly film it, and use it for blackmail purposes later on. Because these criminals don't trust each other either. You know, they hold each other by the blackmail, so to speak. So that's why we hear about the Epstein Islands, the Bohemian Groves, and all like that. These are places that I was exposed to. Epstein Island wasn't around, but the precursor to it was. Out of St. Thomas and the human trafficking and the child sex trafficking that went on there was horrific. Because of this political level, an intelligence insider in the work in the highest levels of intelligence mind sciences, Mark Phillips, saw what was going on, saw how mind control was being used, knew that pertinent information on our own mind-brain function, our birthright information, was suppressed under national security. Because if they withhold our information that reminds us that we have all the power, and these perpetrators, these abusers, only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. If we remember that we have all that power, you know, we reclaim it and we can tap into that powerful soul expression, the infinite strength of the human spirit and power of love. And so they didn't want that to happen. So the information was suppressed under national security. So Mark Phillips saw all that happening and was disgusted to see little children being taken in and out of the White House and decided to do something about it. And he lifted my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988. I was turning 30 years old. I was to be killed for to make sure that the secrets that I had been exposed to wouldn't surface around age 30, like happens with so many survivors. You know, that's our natural mind-brain function. We get this electrochemical change happening in our brain around age 30, and it sometimes starts opening those neuron pathways that were shut down. It starts allowing for information to leak out. It's when people very often start remembering little bits and pieces of their childhood abuse. Well, they didn't want that to happen with me. I'd been exposed to too many government secrets. So I was to be killed at age 30, and Mark intercepted me and not only saved my life, but he also reminded me that it's within me to heal. And he handed me the keys to my own mind so that I could begin the process of remembering all those things that I had forgotten and reclaim my free thought, free will, soul expression, my ability to live my life's purpose. And it was an amazing process. So I was 30 years old. It was 1988. And that was the first time that I was free of abuse and was able to understand what had happened, to be able to understand the pedophile agenda that's being pushed on humanity right now.
So, Kathy, you were abused right up until that age. You were trapped with
Age 30.
the confined sphere.
From birth till age 30,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay. And thank God for Mark.
I know. For a hero to us all, because the pertinent information he reminded me of, it that was buried under national security, is our birthright information, our natural mind brain function, and reminds us that we have this amazing resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. We have a phenomenal immune system. We have healing capacities that we have forgotten. Well, we've been conditioned for generations to look outside ourselves to big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion to tell us how to live our lives. When in fact, we have all these abilities within us all along. And it's up to each and every one of us to reclaim our free thought and remember these beautiful, miraculous gifts that we've all been blessed with.
And I like what you're saying because I think it's a great teaching point for our beautiful audience. People are still suffering today, and I spoke to someone recently who discussed the impact of murder on people and how it's shocking and how it's kind of one and done. There's the murder, there's the outcome, that's it. With survivors of child sexual abuse, not necessarily MK Ultra, but just sexual abuse itself in and of itself, Kathy, it's actually it casts the shadow the length of a lifetime. So it's not one and done. It's a life sentence. And I think what you're saying is very useful and helpful for our audience because there's possibility and there's hope, and the answer always lies within, and it always has. But it's about feeling confident and comfortable to access all of that. So I'm very interested in, as you were being taken away, with Mark released you and your daughter from that. Were you then able to confront your parents about this, or was that an end to a natural relationship with them? How did that all pan out for you with your parents, the people tasked with caring for you?
Well, I didn't confront them. They certainly knew what they were involved in, and but I was very vocal, and I was never, I spoke out of love for humanity. I spoke out of love for my daughter. It was that compelled me, not any bitterness or hatred or anything else. So, in that regard, I was never bitter or hateful towards my parents. I understood they had been abused too, and they didn't break that cycle, but I certainly did. And I think that inspired my mother in later years to be able to begin remembering, because she left my father and got away from that abusive relationship only in the very last years. But it was also, coincided very close to when I broke free and was able to start speaking out and raising awareness on the subject of pedophilia and mind control and healing from it. And hopefully, you know, she was able to apply some of that information to herself, because, you know, there's who knows what people would do if they were free and left to their own life's purpose, the way that life is intended to live. You know, I believe in the beauty of humanity, because we all have so much love inside of us, and I encourage everyone to live the love they are. And even people like my mother, who had been abused for so long, you know, still may resort back to what was taken from her in her childhood, that ability to live life's purpose, the ability to live the love we are. And when we go back to that, we all have our own childhood innocence back, no matter what's happened to us in life, because the purity of living love, the purity of understanding and reaching out to each other with compassion is a way of children, you know, is just that kind of purity with loving with such abandonment. And we can all reclaim that when we reclaim our free thought and heal from within ourselves.
That's beautiful. And Kathy, where that's going to be our part one, please stay right there. Audience, you know, Kathy's just mentioned something which I love, and it really speaks to me. Live the love we are, and that capability and the beauty of that simple statement. And we've got that. We've got that possibility of going back in. So really excited to bring you part two with Kathy. But until that happens, I see you, I stand beside you, and I believe you.